Good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So now we are back at 7 p.m. We're supposed to have our evening chanting, but now we have chanted before already. So what we'll do is, we're supposed to have 30 minutes of formal sitting. So you develop your meditative training, the awareness. You see, some of you come and ask me and others thing, but the key is I always remind you all, stabilize the awareness, then relax into every mind state that arises. Don't worry about you are able to aware or what or what. That one is still the thought behind telling you story. Stabilize it, relax into it, then let that stability of mindfulness, awareness develop. Then your understanding will be there. Then just now, Song came and asked me, and we discussed something which was very good. Maybe that one we should record it. Then you all can develop the understanding. So what Song came and discussed, or he said, after the long retreat he went to the 30 day, then all the Thursday class that he attended at Padmasri's house, he said, actually, the unique code, the teaching is so profound. And because of that, he developed a lot of understanding at that time. It just about a week or a few weeks before retreat, I think. So what happened was, he said, now he hear all this, he can understand so much clearer than last time, and everything is so beautiful. Then after that, I explained to him all this because Ji Wei yesterday night asked me, is all this Maya teaching really taught by Sakyamuni? Then he taught the Theravada tradition, they try to like prove that theirs is the correct one. Because they're very scared. If Mahayana true, greater vehicle, higher teaching, so much thing they don't understand. They cannot, like if your religion is believing God and people say God don't exist, finish. So what happened is when Song came, I make use of the opportunity to let Song understand how the cultivation of this pure awareness. Because he reached the point where he can understand this already. Where he asked me a lot of things happening here. I say, relax into it. Yeah, he keep on experiencing all the energy and all things, then the thing opening up and all things. Then the understanding and many other things happen. So this one, you need to relax into it one. You need to finally locate the gateway and let the thing happen. Then, because Ji Wei was at the side listening, I make use of the opportunity to explain to him. Well, last night I tried to explain to him the Theravada tradition cultivation. Don't go and quote me, please. Otherwise, the Theravada come after you. Because you remember Xuan Hua used the word profound prajna is what? Wisdom of the Bodhisattva way. Understand? No? Profound prajna. Mahayana. The Samasambuddha one. The Theravada one is what? Sainthood way. He used the word superficial. No? Prajna. I tell you, Theravada hear that Shobo song. They always defend it how now? Buddha also arahan. Your chant is arahan sama sam Buddha. But they never want to recognize the fact that the Buddha did the 10 perfection. Understand? Over 3¾ aeon. That one they don't want to mention. They say Buddha also arahan. Arahan no more river. Finish. All those things you don't know true or not. But if it's not true, then how did the Buddha go that way? Why did he teach the 10 perfection but not in detail? Because his era, his mission that time was the sainthood way, so that all this can be developed. Then only later on, towards the later part of the teaching, the Mahayana receive the Huayan Singh. So, no, 那个三部
法
华三部经。
对，
法华三部经呢 Sakyamuni starts to teach all the explanation why ultimately there is only one vehicle, the supreme vehicle. Understand?The sainthood way orders are devices that he calls skillful means, expedient devices, understand? To actually bring you to all this understanding. Whereas Huineng, the sixth patriarch, the moment he came, what did he teach? The three homa. What is the first homa?
No thought.
无念境界. May he straight away take you here, understand?He don't ask you to use the mundane mind to cultivate and practice. This one, the Buddha has to use the essential Dhamma to start, because at that time, people still at the thought level. So he teach for right effort. Right effort is what? First right effort is what? Abandon the right thought that has arisen. The wrong thought that has arisen.So, unwholesome, wrong thought with the evil root, right effort to abandon. So, it's thought-based, understand? That's why effort, understand? Determine the five ways. First, think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. Then think of the consequence of holding on to these evil roots, the wrong thought. Then the third one only meditative. That one only he starts to teach you, sati. Relax, maintain awareness, be mindful of it.Like the Satipatthana, mindfulness of four foundations. You stay the four foundations, develop the daily mindfulness until Sati Sampajana. Then only you can do the Satipatthana Sutta, the Avijja Sutta we have gone through. Step one is have Kayamitas, Kayamitaship, Dhamma friend. Then you got opportunity time to listen to the true Dhamma, second stage of Avijja Sutta.Third stage, you develop the faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Then after that, you reflect, contemplate, first turning, second turning wisdom, initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara. Remember? Step 4 of Avijja Sutta. Then after that, space between thought arise. Because once you have the initial wisdom, at the moment of sense experience, this yoniso manasikara, which is wisdom born of the Dhamma understanding, will prompt you. Then you will not stir.Like before, now. Means at every moment of sense experience, instead of entanglement here and concocting inside here, you already have the wisdom to be here. That's why you got more space within thought. Then only you can cultivate daily mindfulness. Understand now? Before the initial wisdom, step 5, sati sampajana cannot come about. Where every moment of sense experience, you stir, you know. This six sense door keep on creating the phenomenal world of consciousness, understand? Then how can it touch this? That's why later on, I explained the song. The sainthood way, what Sakyamuni teach is, he teach them to have mindfulness to see this. That's why sati.Leading to heedfulness. The heedless eye sit there. So here they train, they actually don't have stable awareness, understand? They develop sati, mindfulness, following the Satipatthana Sutta, enough to see, to understand. Then they see the universal characteristic of anicang, tukang, anatta, understand? So they develop that initial wisdom, then they.Know that this is the product from here. Then they silent, they return everything to this one. But this one still the mundane mind, understand now. They need to develop the wisdom. Then what did I tell you? This mundane mind realizes itself, understand now. But through the wisdom you develop, the uniso manasikara out, then the sati sampajana, the daily mindfulness and becoming, It realizes itself exists, understand not? When it sees, it just touches this one, then have a glimpse of Nibbana, understand not? That's why the sainthood way. Step 6, step 7. Sense restraint, 3 type of right conduct, understand not? Then the Buddha say, one or two of the first and second sainthood can be realized. Then only you can have the ability to go beyond what they call covetousness and greed. That's why under step 8, cultivate the Satipatthana Sutta, the four foundation of mindfulness. Last time when I shared, I told Ingbidia, all these Theravada people never read why the Buddha say after overcoming covetousness and greed, then only you do kaya nupasana, vedana nupasana, citta nupasana, and dhamma nupasana. What is covetousness and greed? Sensual desire and ill will, understand or not? The Sotapanna haven't even clear. He only clear the first 3 fetter, understand or not? Sakkaya ditthi, then no longer attached to right and richer, then faith in the triple jhana, understand or not? Sensual desire and ill will, second stage of sainthood, Sakkadagami, they only attenuate it, you know, understand or not? Means no more very strong, understand or not? Much, much less, they say that after overcoming covetousness and greed. So covetousness and greed is not the complete rooting out of greed and hatred yet. They have to wait till they do the four foundation of mindfulness, no more thought, understand or not? Especially they have to develop the stability of mindfulness through kaya nupasana, then use it to develop the vedana nupasana. And vedana nupasana, the feeling is very near the pure awareness, understand? That's why they know. From there, it creates the stirring of the mind here, understand? Because feeling is conditioned into craving, understand? That's why he said under the mindfulness of vedana, when feeling arise, aware. When feeling has become positive craving, aware. When feeling has become like and dislike, aware. Understand? Aware means what? You are no longer at the feeling, pure feeling. Understand? It has stirred. And what is this stirring? Creating mental hindrance. Understand? So this is the Satipatthana for you to understand. But feeling alone only got the duality of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. This neutral feeling is the third one. Neutral feeling is not equanimity. Okay? In the teaching, it says, whether it's pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling, aware. Why ask you to be aware? To tell you that your mind has stirred, understand? The mental hindrance is already there. You are no longer with the pure feeling. Then after that, the third foundation is to move further from feeling into citta, the content of heart. That one, you need a lot of mindfulness to see. You need to stabilize your awareness, but that stabilizing is not like here, where you locate the gateway and develop the whole thing. Understand? Here, when they are here developing this mindfulness and awareness, they no need to know the gateway. That's why I say the first 3 support. Relax, aware, stability. Maintain awareness, then stabilize it. Enough. So what they did is, here they develop the stability of mindfulness, then they go into feeling, then they go into citta. Citta, a lot of things to see, because all your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, that create havoc here and suffering here. At citta nupasana only you can see. But when you see, you cannot do anything. No. You understand? No? That's why the third way is actually at the citta there. No? Understand? No? When there is greed, aware. Then what you do? What you do? The third way is what?
Be with it.
Silent, relax into it, be with it. Understand? No? Sati means what? Mindfulness of citta. Citta is what? The thought with the content of consciousness. You mindful. That's why inside the sutta I say, if there is greed within the content, if there is greed, aware. If there is ill will, aware. If there is fear, aware. If the content of consciousness has this and that, got whatever mind state, aware, aware, aware. Until you understand the mundane mind, actually, before you have the Dhamma, they always act according to memory. And acting according to memory, not acting at all. Krishnamurti also came to know where he got mindfulness aware. But how can you act from here? What is your memory? Accumulated experiences, good and bad, and what are they? Include your fear, phobia, insecurity, your doubt, your selfishness, your craving. Well, before you have the Dhamma, all these rubbish are there. Understand? Of course, you have the happy moment. Understand? The accumulated joy, like your birthday, how you celebrate, then you strike lottery, then you got big bonus. There are happy moments, understand? But these are all memory, understand? But these are no wisdom, no knowledge, you know. Understand? That's why you develop what? Views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and all of this one that society teach you through your education, through the social media, through what you read and what you pay so much to learn. Understand? Motivation theory, all the funny theory. You learn for what? To become more competitive, to make more money. Understand? Or to become famous. That is not spiritual. Understand? That is materialistic. So what happened is, when you do this type of thing, so the Buddha said, you develop sati, mindfulness, go the spiritual way to develop the understanding so that you are not trapped in samsara, you are not deluded by this fellow, like Sui came to know. In short, it's your sakayaditi that conditions you to grasp and cling at the fine aggregate of form and mind that he calls suffering, dukkha. So here, everything in the phenomenal world, like I explained just now, and also Sui explains consistency, ownership, all those things. Then I also give example of more other things. Because this is what the phenomenal world is all about. This is what society is all about. That's why Ukraine war, Palestine war, the whole of civilization within our planet alone is already so complex and so full of suffering, misery. So all this, you have the understanding, the meaning, that you can live life. But most people don't have, they cannot live, yet they don't understand this fellow. They think it's real. They think this is what they are. That's why they got fear. Die already, go where? If no heaven, I don't want that religion. Got heaven, I believe. So all this is happening in here and here. So what happened is, after you do the third way, awareness of citta, like the Buddha explained, the third way can let you understand that all of the mind state, the mindfulness of the content of consciousness, all of sankhara, the mind state, they are dependent originating, condition arising, not you, not real. When you understand that, you become different in it. But you still don't know how you function as a human being, you know? Because every time you got fear, got all this mind state, you believe, you say, I still got fear. It means you deludedly through sakayaditi say, I'm a cultivator, I must not have fear. So your cultivation become what? To suppress fear, to control fear, understand? To do something so that you don't have fear. You keep on thought-based doing all those things. You cannot break free. So what you need to do is the awareness give you the wisdom that all this is not you. When you know anger is not you, fear is not you, or the emotion is not you, then why you have to do anything? Understand? Relax and let the original state of mind return before the stirring. Understand? And this is the wisdom that the Arahant developed. Understand? That's why when they die, they don't have clinging, attachment, grasping. No avijja, no rebirth consciousness. So segmented life, rebirth consciousness, no more. Then how do they actually free is the fourth foundation, Dhammanupassana. What is the first category of practice? Mindfulness of what? Five mental hindrances, right? The first one. That's why Chi Wei Akong, they all cannot break through the five mental hindrances because you try to push it away, understand? When you feel sleepy, you thought this is bad mind state, this is a mental hindrance, you want to do it away. But the real one is aware, stay with it, and let it cease. Because without the spiritual faculty to counter this, this one will manifest the hindrance. So why is the spiritual faculty? When you allow it to be, no aversion, no mental hindrance, your silent mind, your awareness, take over. There is sati, understand? Sati go in, the hindrance is gone. Understand? And through that, you cultivate. Then after that, when you develop the understanding, you still need to trace the origination factor. How fear come to be? How anger come to be? Then from there, retrospectively reverse it through wisdom, through right view. Otherwise, you cannot live life, understand? Every time got fear, go and do the third way. Every time got emotion, go and do the third way. Understand? So, the fourth way is to trace the origination factor. After you trace, you know how it comes through your senses. That's why he asks you to do the next category is mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and the six external sense bases. That is the third category of practice. The second one is mindfulness of the five aggregate of form and mind to see clearly that this five aggregate is not you, dependent originating, and all those things. So after they have this type of wisdom, then only they break free and become arahant. But to do that, they still need to go to the next category of practice, is what? Mindfulness or the seven factors of enlightenment. But once they do that, the seven factors of enlightenment keep on coming out, understand? Keep on arising. Then you know you're on the right path. That's why after that, mindfulness of the seven factor enlightenment, what is the last category of practice? Mindfulness of? Four foundation of mindfulness, you understand or not? Four noble truth. You know why or not? Because the four noble truth need you to do the fourth noble truth. The three turning of the four noble truth to have the embodiment of the noble eightfold path factor to solve all your mundane problem, understand? That's why that is the sainthood way, you know. Do you think it's very extensive? Of course lah, you don't know, you do thought-based meditation, this one is considered fantastic, right? But Hui Ning, take you straight away here, no? No need to be mindful here, no? You know, with the thought, try to do mindfulness, you think easier. That's why, until today, Theravada, very few people understand sati, mindfulness. And because of that, they cannot break free, they cannot do. Only some who go into daily mindfulness, then they have the path, then they're able to actually cease, then realize nibbana, then transform into sainthood way. Whereas the Mahayana, Hui Ning, that's why after the six patriarch came, he revolutionized the whole Maya understanding, the three hallmark. This is what finally the great being and the bodhisattva will develop understanding, like the Heart Sutta. Very powerful, the conditioned and the unconditioned. So Hui Ning put in the understanding of what the cultivator needs to develop it further. So bodhisattva, first thing they do is they silence their mind, develop awareness, maintain awareness. What I taught you on the first three support is actually Hui Ning's teaching, but he never used that one. He said, you have to develop the Wu Nian De Qing Jie, understand? Then he always tell the disciple what? All his teaching in the last chapter, you remember? Whatever he share is never apart from the nature, understand? Means if you don't come here, what you understand is very limited, understand? That's why Shen Xiu, his teaching got tear apart, you remember? Shen Xiu teach four noble truth and the noble eightfold path differently. Theravada way, understand? Whereas it come to this one, it's like the Heart Sutta, completely reverse of what Shen Xiu teach. That's why the disciple went there and all developed enlightenment and awakening. So when you are here, Shen Xiu say, develop this until very stable.
Shen Xiu
say. Sorry. Hui Neng. I always make the mistake. Shen Xiu easier to pronounce. Hui Neng more difficult. So Hui Neng say, first hallmark, develop your ability to realize the Wu Nian, the Jing Jian, no Tong. The moment you are here, you are with the pure awareness, the true mind. Then this one can see direct and do all those direct seeing, awakening, insight in the phenomenon, everything. Then you will understand a lot of things. You know why he teach like that? You know, he came born without the mundane mind, understand or not? He already like that. Then when the fifth patriarch, before he passed the patriarchship, he said, this mind, which is referring to this mundane mind, you have to make use of it, but not to be deluded by it. And that is the condition Dhamma for you to understand life and live life to manifest. When he heard this, then he know already, this supramundane mind, he can use to live life, understand? To do all the things that he wants to do. That's why after that, he went off, then he teach. Then he teach, he said straight away, realize it. The moment you realize this, you don't have to do the thought based on. That's why he also teach you how to relax, maintain awareness. Don't try to think, don't do, don't try to know, all these things. Then you develop the first hallmark. After you develop the first hallmark, the second hallmark is what? No mark. No mark of what? No mark of a self-cultivating. No mark of others. No mark of Dhamma. No mark of truth. Existence. All this, no reality. We are within the unconditioned. All this, he know you, he know me, and all the phenomenal world is an illusion. No reality. So this no mark, you must have the stability of pure awareness through the Bodhisattva way, evolved for many, many aeons and aeons of cultivation to stabilize the understanding. That's why if you don't go here, very difficult to penetrate the true noma. Most people can have a little bit, the sinhood way, noma of a self. Understand? Not? But not complete on. That one is the form and mind, five aggregate, they know this one is dependent orient, not me. But no mark of a self to live life, you know. It is so easy. To live life, you know. It's not only no mark, realization and cease, no. To live life, you know. How can you live life and say, I don't exist? Understand? He know me, he know you. Cannot. Your life recognizes relationship. Remember? The form and mind is subject to law of karma already. So that living part is very difficult. So that noma of a self itself is not easy to break through. But if you take the Bodhisattva way, what happens is when you develop the stability of mindfulness, you're supposed to do the fourth one, the trust. Trust your nature. When you do the trance, you locate the gateway, that one go in. Transform the internal, like I explained to you. Then the mundane mind collapse. When the mundane mind collapse, you still need to cultivate like the sainthood way or not, with all this crowded there, and all this entangling. So they all, until here, then develop the wisdom through the four foundation of mindfulness, or the ten Avijja Sutta step, they break free with the wisdom, no more rebirth consciousness, because at the moment of death, they will not be deluded, no avijja. So what happened is, at this level, how much understanding do they have? The sainthood way, the essential Dhamma of the Buddha and the self. These are the expedient device that the Lotus Sutta say. So to me, this is like form 5. After form 5, can come out to work already, understand? Or? Clerical work, technician level, or whatever. They say enough already. Why you want to study so much? Why you want to? Then they don't believe this teaching comes from Sakyamuni. Because the Theravada Sutta mentioned about the Bodhisattva way, the 10 perfections, how Sakyamuni do it, but didn't teach. understand or didn't expand on it until later on when Mahayana come in and help them in the debate during the time of the after the passing away of the Buddha in India, when they cannot stand up to all the challenges of all the Hindu teaching. So what they say is Buddhism flourished in India, assimilated into all the Hindu teaching, Bhagavad Gita, all the things, then they kick Buddhism out of India and maintain their teaching. So during that time, Mahayana was the one that came and actually helped them to develop the understanding, and they won the debate. That's why they agreed to add in the Abhidhamma. You remember? Don't know which world council, Buddhist council, the Abhidhamma was incorporated. First council, no Abhidhamma one. You remember? Anybody should know, isn't it? First council, no Abhidhamma. Then later on, they agree, Abhidhamma. And they say Abhidhamma is what? Chi Wei heard from one of the monks, the side of one. There was a story about the Buddha. Yeah. The mother passed away. Yeah. He created a transformation body in the Tusita heaven. Yeah. Tavatinsa heaven. Yeah. And preached the Dhamma there. They say that teaching come from there. But the Mahayana say it's from Long Su Pusa. You know who is Long Su Pusa? Dragon tree. He, Long Su, huh? Su is not that tree, Naga Juna, Naga is the Long, Juna is not tree, Then why Su? Long Su. His name, understand? So what happened, He actually went down to the, what they call, Hai Leng Ong, Long Kong, because that Naga managed to have the teaching all stored there, And this Nagarjuna, he is a Mahayana practitioner, he's a Bodhisattva, he got elephant memory better than Ananda. He went down, he just flicked through on it. Then he saw the Fa Hua San Bu Jing. That's why that one came back and Mahayana teaching on that. But the Abhidhamma that he used to debate and win on is actually the explanation of the Mahayana. Then they take that as the Abhidhamma. That's why they teach the 17 thought moment and all the mind state. Even Jared also attend the course and all the things. So you are very excited with that. But Abhidhamma, you can only understand when you have all this initial wisdom and the wisdom of the great being. Otherwise, one thought moment, what did the Buddha say under the Abhidhamma teaching? 17 thought moment. You think easy to understand? That's why he said, one flash of a lightning, the Buddha mentioned, how much consciousness has passed by? Billions. Remember? Your normal awareness can see all this. Until your perfection, understand? So that one is for enlightened being and great being. And at the, don't quote me, at the Theravada level, you want to understand Abhidhamma. I can tell you, a lot is theoretical. Because when I read the Abhidhamma, I understand different from the commentary. Completely different. And all the understanding that I had was different. So don't worry. They are just the way they are, understand? At that level, they will teach like that, they will share like that, they will say things like that. But for you, don't be gullible. That's why I say have an open mind. If you try to kepo and want to defend, coming obstruction, like I mentioned in this morning, the Bodhisattva Vowan. Understand? So avoid all those things. So here, after you locate the gateway, that is the beginning of the real Bodhisattva way. Then that pure energy, all the yin yang melt into the gateway, that become pure energy. Then it transforms your nadis and chakra internally, through trust, no interfering with the thought. Then that one really activates and transforms. Then because of the wisdom energy, the vibration become more and more fine, more and more fine, more and more fine. Until 9 months later, after I located the gateway, my mundane mind collapsed. Only after your mundane mind collapsed, the supramundane nature shine forth. Then your this mind is like no mind inside there. Then from there, you continue to cultivate it all. That's why after that, I can understand a lot of things. Then I inherit my past, everything. Then from there, the perfection of this one, after the first hallmark of winning, you have to break free into the second hallmark of winning, which is no mark of a self, others, life, existence, Dhamma, and all those things. Understand? Even no four noble truth. So when you realize no mark, that is the second hallmark only. You know. After that, what must you do?
No dwelling.
You must realize no dwelling, understand? How can your mind not dwell? Everything you perceive, you dwell there. Everything you perceive, you dwell there. But when your mundane mind collapses, that's why you cannot dwell. Understand? Hui Ning born without mundane mind, he never dwell. That's why he heard the Diamond Sutta. The mind must have no dwelling. 什么所住? He straight away enlightened. How? Because he was here, born without the mundane mind, understand or not? So not until the mundane mind collapsed, which the sinful way never touched, understand or not? That's why I told Song. Then he realized it. Oh, no wonder there was different. Well, after that, you take the bodhisattva and create the pure thought to come back with your karmic nature, then you choose to come, and you develop the extensive cultivation of the bodhisattva way, understand now? After the no magma, you have not really penetrated very deep now. That nature, you remember the Bodhi mind stages? The first one is what? Aspire. Aspire to plant. You're deep. Everybody qualified. Where you have the condition. Second one, Bodhi mind that? Bohi mind that endure and what is the word I use?
Severe.
Or resection, suffering, and affliction. Understand? No? So that Bohi mind with wisdom you can break. Understand? No? But it takes you a while. Understand? No? Then after that, the third one is what? Bohi mind that illuminate. Illuminate the nature, not the third vow, not the third basic vow. The third basic vow is perfection. This is Bodhi mind development. After aspire, endure and severe, or affliction and all those things, and recession, then the third one is Bodhi mind that illuminate that nature. Understand? You must cultivate until this nature become very clear to you, until like inside out, that illuminate this nature. Then what happened? Then you know the secret of life, you know everything, understand? Mundane and supramundane. Then the fourth stage of Bodhi mind is what? Bodhi mind that? Renounces samsara. Samsara nothing already, understand? Not what you think, not what people think. You compare this type of cultivation after the fourth Bodhi mind, you need to complete the 10 perfection of Bodhi mind of the consummate. Understand? You think this type of cultivation simple or this type of cultivation simple? This one nowhere, understand? Compared to this one. This one, Sakyamuni faster, also 3¾ Asangaya Kapas. Amitabha 12 world cycle. The Virya one also 8 world cycle. This one, no need world cycle. One sasana kauti. Understand? So, what I want you to understand, not to compare Theravada and what, but the cultivation is like that. Understand? So, don't be deceived by what people tell you. Well, most of these people who want to argue and tell you are from the Theravada tradition. Most of them. Yeah, they cannot understand Mahayana and the Supreme Vehicle. Then in the Lotus Sutta, you remember we all went through in our Tuesday class? There was one occasion when they start that assembly. Immediately when Sakyamuni Buddha was about to start the assembly, how many thousand of those sainthood way one, even arahan, they walk up in front of the Buddha, no, they walk up. But they cannot. They don't have the condition, the parami and affinity to take this. Then yesterday night, Beng Lim say what? Beng Lim say, the Buddha tried to convince the disciple. You remember? Oh, your uncle, your father, oh, you need to teach them. You need. But the Buddha himself never stopped them. Understand now? You want to go, you go. Because accord and flow, they are not ready. Not ready means not ready, understand? Like earlier retreat, you are not ready. I cannot teach all this yet, understand? I teach at the level where you understand. But before we come to this retreat, I already predicted and tell you, oh, this retreat is going to be a deal. A lot of you is going to understand, transform, and become very different. So even Joey, next to, no, next to nothing one from Legoan, Chegu, first time here. He rejoiced like anything. Like, oh, brother, thank you, thank you. Now I can understand. First retreat like that. It's because he got faith and she requested and she listened to the sharing and all those things. Then last minute before gathering of Kayamita, he heard about my announcement. Jayanta got condition. Want the mother to come, then ask Joey to come. See? Meant to be. When you're supposed to be here, you will be here. When you are not supposed to be here, you won't be here. Understand? Not? Okay? So at least that one recorded, yes. Nothing crash.
Nope.
That's why I told Sui and some that at the table, they say, wow, crash, how? I say it's a blessing, this guy. Crash when I give the general briefing before I started the whole body. Otherwise, they don't take precaution. They don't download and restart again. Understand? So it's meant to be. Then KC got the wire. See? Everything fall into place. Understand? So don't worry. Don't panic. Crash lah. Understand? Meant to be, like the Buddha say, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. Sometimes it's a blessing. You perceive negativity, then you say, what? Ayo, anesui. Want to share the Bodhisattva way. Last night, Chin Hao computer crash. This morning, before we start the Tin Sui computer crash. You panic. No use. That's why they all laugh. Then resolve it. Meant to be, will be. That's why blessing. So everything will fall into place. Then you go the Dhamma way, don't worry. Like the weather, just now was hot, sunny. Suddenly, when we go to rest, I need to rest, I lie on my bed at the time. Wow, the rain starts. Very heavy. Like they know. Then, suddenly I decide to come in early. 6:42 I come in. Then they all one by one come and ask me. It's meant to be, otherwise I won't be sharing this one. It's so dunga. Because the condition is like, this one has to come up. We are not only for you. Huh? You think only for you. Up there, a lot also want to understand. So this is what Dhamma is. I see, now I require already.
Got answer already.
Because they all waiting. And that time of rain, I will lie down. So nice to lie down. Oh, then when Sui An and Akong come in, I was fully aware that Akong went and talk to Sui An. Then after that, somehow inside, go to the meditation hall. Then I check 6:40. Okay, go. You have condition. Then I come here. Then everything start to happen. Then Han also want to ask. But Han one, I already told you. Relax into it and don't try to like say you aware whatever. Forget about it yourself. You stabilize the awareness first. Then whatever arise, like you say, what you went through, which is quite good. You want to report? Never mind, report. No need to tell the whole story, no need so long. Summarize it. Summarize so that we can save a bit of time. Didn't on.
Actually, I was doing anapana. I was in calmness. Then the breath went so subtle. Then no breath. Then it went to the heart. At the heart, I can hear very loud pumping of my
heart. The pounding. Understand or not? All along it was like that. Not only when you are doing anapanasati or what. All along was like that. Not fine. That's mindfulness cannot make it subtle, fine. The vibration was like that.
Yeah, vibration.
So because of that, when you hear that, you say there was fear. Right?
Yeah, there was fear. There was fear. After that, I just go back.
Then he said she aware, hear the caretaker talking to one and one. That one, forget about it. When other people report, you also want to report. The mindfulness, the awareness, that hear all this one is later, stabilize it first. So what happens is that thought come in, the fear is the one that actually disrupt the whole thing. You have progressed a bit, but you have to relax into every mind state that arrives. Where your anapanasati, you haven't reached the state where mind enters sati, understand? You reach the state where the sati become like slightly more, you become more sensitive. Right? That's why you no need stethoscope, you can feel your heartbeat, right? The pounding. Like that day, who report? Like one of the meditators also report. I think Adeline, right? The heartbeat one, who? Very loud one? Tammy. Joey. So, first time sure like that, because the pounding was always like that. Without mindfulness, you cannot feel. But with mindfulness, you feel. Then, the first reaction is what? Panic. How come so loud? But you relax into it, silent. Don't do anything. It becomes very quiet. Then it can become very still, like you got no heartbeat. But you don't die, understand? All this you have to go through, okay? So, start the one.
So, after that, I come back. I looked at the clock was about half an hour.
Yeah.
So I came back. So I was doing lying down. Lying down, then I trying to relax and aware, go back to the heart area. Then I heard one snoring on the left hand side. Then also I was also aware of a bit of movement here and there. That's all. After that, it was a very short.
Don't worry about that one. That one, later on you will experience a lot more sensitive. The mindfulness stabilizes at time. You like snoring and all those things. But what is going on, you want to know, you can know it. That one is later. Now one is, your thought's still there one, but you cannot see. Think you're aware. It's actually your senses hearing. It's not aware. Awareness one, different one. Awareness, what I told you, when I aware, I remember I was having a resort. I think we all have spiritual trip somewhere, I forgot already, in a resort area. So they got this like bungalow or whatever. So I was lying down. They thought I sleep, but it's snoring. So they say, Brother Teo sleep, you can talk about Brother Teo. Next morning, breakfast, everyone patting on the table. The condition arrived, I said, hey, last night, who say this? Hey, then one of them say what? Atio bo kun. Atio bo kun, means didn't sleep.
With the snoring.
Then you know what happened? After that, I told them, when I was lying down, I said, I sense that there was ant crawling at the door there. I can feel that phenomenon. Then when I went and checked, really ants there. Understand? So now, at this stage, still thought involved. No need to be excited and report. Okay? Stabilize it, relax into it. Then later on, you will have the real one to report. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sadhu. Sadhu. Okay, now we continue. I think no need to meditate. Really, taken up so much time. Some of tonight you're very lucky, you know. Jayanta came and approached me, you know, I came early. He said, today, Yao Shi Fo's birthday.
Huh?
He said something like Yao Shi Fo, he want to do the chanting. Jayanta, you better report the actual one. The actual message. You know who is Yao Shi Fo? No?
Medicine Buddha.
The Eastern sector. The Western paradise is Amitabha. The Eastern one is Yao Shi Fo. The center one is Sakyamuni.
Okay, now today we're at you. Thank you very much. For all my committers information, today is the 8th day of the Buddhist calendar, which is Medicine Buddha Day.
Yeah? Medicine Buddha Day.
Yeah. I believe in our local we have a Tangkal, and also on every 8th day of the month of Buddhist calendar, we will recite the Heart Mantra of Medicine Buddha. Yeah? And
so
if you see the normal Tangkal, there are 7 Buddhas, Buddha Rupa, one of it is Sakyamuni Buddha. So Sakyamuni Buddha is also a Medicine Buddha.
Mm.
The one that's in the blue robe or having the blue skin, he is the what they believe as the Medicine Buddha, because he has tracked all the medicine in this universe, and that's where the poison was flared out in his skin. So that's his blue, yeah. But for the Mahayana, he was wearing the blue color robe. So I rejoiced with gratitude that day that he said on the right side in the main shrine hall, right statue was Medicine Buddha.
Yeah,
Wow.
Yao Shi Fo, with the pagoda one.
So in our local, just now in the afternoon,
you know why he got affinity, lah? He doctor, man. If you can have affinity, Yao Shi Fo, you will become a fantastic doctor. I tell you, Yanda. But you must learn his chanting, affinity, and his meditation. Then it will clear your whatever.
There's 2 occasions with my Kai Mitas, with regards to Medicine Buddha. Is one is Chin Hao, and one also is Brother Kyun. Two occasions which I totally had, with my basic medicine knowledge, I really do not know how to actually assist them. And especially by Jin Hao, that very moment also, he called me, where I was I was in Aloka and trying to make a sincere wish how to help Jin Hao when he got the flare out of the rashes.
Yeah.
So he was very bad, and he had went to other homeopathic doctors to get medicine, and it became worse. So I chanted and I asked Medicine Buddha, I really have no idea how to help this brother. And he said, no, enough. I think you are already intoxicated too much.
Yeah.
You know? According to my understanding from the message came was, do not give anything, let him just recover himself. Eventually, within a few days, Vajinao came back to me and said, I'm okay.
So sometimes a lot of these things you don't want. So when he do the prayer, he developed a sincere mind to actually find answer to help. It's just like you invoke power of merit, like how I send to those Kaimita who has their own merit by the power of their wholesomeness. I tell you, very effective. This is part of nature's law. That's why it can happen. So he got affinity with Medicine Buddha. It's because in the past, there is some form of affinity. Then now he know how to chant. How come he know how to chant? I also don't know how to chant Medicine Buddha. Then Pamasuri also last night. So now it's arising the calling for you all to have more affinity with all these great Buddhas and great beings. Understand now? Then Tisang Wang Pusa is Alicia. Understand now? Then Song De All is Pusian. Then a lot of other Kayamita who have affinity with Kuan Yin. Understand now? So this is normal. Beautiful. Okay. PG, start.
Oh, Brother Tune story.
Huh? Oh, Brother Tune one didn't tell. You want to continue?
Well, Brother Tune is very simple, because Brother Tune also came for advice. So he really was pondering whether to do the operation.
The leg.
Changing of his kneecap. So that one also, the message came saying that just support him. So I supported him with homeopathic medicine and he recovered very fast. This is the pharmacy, you can go to Taiwan. So I think it also helps out. So I helped all connectors. Any obstacle, please refer to Medicine Buddha. I think he's
helpful. Thank you. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu. That's why all these great beings, you have infinity. You will never know what can happen on. Okay? Begin. Page 130.
Short notes taken to assist in developing a clearer and better understanding of the sutta discussed. Part 1. Recapitulation and emphasis on the previous lesson. 1.1. The true purpose of meditation. The true purpose and intent of meditation is to develop the wisdom to liberate the mind so that one is no longer deluded by the five aggregates of form and mind, causing one to grasp and cling onto it as the I and the me and the mind to condition one's suffering. Understanding this true intent and purpose of meditation is very important because meditation is not only about developing the calm and tranquil mind alone. Wisdom is more important. One only needs to understand why one's mind is not peaceful, the main reason being the five hindrances of mind, and they are there because of the opposite five spiritual faculties needed to overcome them are lacking. When the spiritual faculties are there, the hindrances will cease to be. Then, when there is no more mental hindrances or craving, the mind will be naturally peaceful and calm because it can accept the reality of the moment via wisdom. Wisdom allows one to see things as they are via the unwavering mind in upekkha or equanimity, mind that does not stir anymore. Mind is free, liberated, and no longer deluded. Meditation via focusing, looking, and noting are mainly thought-based, whereas the one via the silent mind in sati, awareness, before the knowing, without thought, to awaken the phenomena is mindfulness or sati base. Only through wisdom is the mind free. This wisdom cannot be learnt, but only through awakening via the direct seeing, with the true mind without thought. Attachment to Dharma as knowledge can also be a form of delusion. Wisdom is an understanding and not knowledge. There's nothing to know because all knowing is via the thought as knowledge, whereas wisdom is an awakening, a realization which is beyond thought and it is not rigid. 2.1. Formless Dharma. So too are feeling, connection, formation and consciousness. Sariputta, all Dharma are empty of characteristics. They are not produced, not destroyed, not defiled, not pure, and they neither increase nor diminish. This section covers the more subtle formless Dharma acting at the mind level. 2.2. Definition. Number 1. True understanding. Page 63. Imply wisdom. Number 2. Defeat them. Imply no longer deluded by them. Number 3. Feelings of happiness. Imply pleasant feeling. Number 4. Feelings of suffering. Imply unpleasant feeling. Number 5. Feelings which are characterized by neither suffering nor happiness. Imply neutral feeling or indifference. In the pure and deep ultimate silence, all creations are transcended. A sudden awakening to the original perfect fusion of self and Dharma. Explanation. When the mind realizes itself, all the above can happen. Part 3. Meditation, reporting and questions. 3.1. Listening from my heart.
Okay, before that, PJ, let me explain this. In the pure and deep ultimate silence, you know what is this? The awareness nature, the silent mind, tranquility. All creation are transcendent. You know what is creation? Who create? The spacious awareness, that is the one that allow the mundane mind to come out and create. Because mundane mind focus, spacious awareness no more. So you need that awareness energy, that content of consciousness only can go in with the mundane mind. So that spacious awareness, which is the awareness nature, is a receptacle to receive this. So that thought, it is content, is a byproduct of our awareness nature. So from there, it come out. Understand? So when you are there, how can that thing that is out affect you? Understand? That's why what happened is, in the pure and deep ultimate silence, is that true awareness nature, the silent mind. All creation are transcendent. Means all the manifestation by the mundane mind into the phenomenal world of consciousness, they all have no power over you. Understand? Collapse in front of you, transcendent. A sudden awakening, see? Like you suddenly wake up to the original perfect fusion of what?
Self and Dhamma.
Self is what? The egoic mind and the Dhamma, which is wisdom, when the two merge, the delusion gone. Sakkaya ditti gone. So all this understanding, then I put the explanation. When the mind realizes itself, you remember what I told you just now, the mundane mind? When that mind realizes itself, that it is egoic, deluded, then it sees. Understand? All the above can happen, understand, that Xuan Hua described. So the teaching is the same. Theravada teaching can understand Mahayana teaching. Understand? Okay? Now, continue, PG.
Part 3, Meditation, Reporting and Questions. Now, 3.1, Listening from my heart during Dharma sharing. Question 1. When I listen from my heart during Dharma sharing, I feel very peaceful and happy. There's clarity, but this state does not last. Why is it that I feel this way? Brother Teo, this could be due to your past cultivation that enables you to have this ability to listen from your heart. And it looks like conditions are now ready for you to connect back to your past cultivation. You will progress very fast from now onwards because you know how to listen from your heart with your full awareness there. Then the brain, which is up here in your forehead, will not condition you to think, comment, judge, and react so strongly as before when your attention is most of the time at your forehead when listening. Since thoughts are response to memory, so by listening from the heart, there will be much less thoughts. But initially, it will be like the listening is in bits and pieces and not really connected to the memories. But don't worry, because it is normal. And you should continue to listen from your heart until it becomes normal or natural for you to do that. Actually, that is the correct way to listen. Listening with your full attention or consciousness or awareness without the interference of thoughts. It is a sign of good progress. Also understand that, like all phenomena, it is impermanent. So do not expect this same experience to be repeated all the time. This is especially so during your daily life, when you are not in a conducive place to listen to the true Dharma. Then your habitual tendencies of listening from your forehead, that is the brain, will start to happen again. Sometimes the hindrances of mind can still come in to disturb your mind states. So do not react or stir your mind via delusion. Just let things be and let it settle back to its original state of stillness and inner peace. Then you will always be happy and at peace. Have the wisdom to see things as they are and understand all this clearly. Then one day you will come to understand that as long as the true mind within does not stir, and create thoughts via one's delusion to think or react, then the mind will always be peaceful.
So this statement is so important, so powerful. We all read it together.
Sorry?
No, just now the last sentence. No, the rest of them, PG, not you. Can we read it together? This one is very important. Then one day, you will come to understand that as long as the true mind within... Read again. Then one day, you will come to understand that as long as the true mind within does not stir... Wait, get this right. The true mind does not stir means what? You don't go and keep full and think, understand or not? Like hunt, meditate until whole leg, go down to the heart, then the top panic, understand? Fear. Because that true mind and the thought is very near. We're from there, it come out, understand or not? The moment you fear, you got doubt, or you want to know, thought come out already. Understand or not? So, as long as the true mind within does not stir, means what? Your awareness nature is very stable, understand or not? Understand or not? Otherwise, it will stir, understand or not? The moment it stirs, it's no more the awareness nature, understand? Either fear or panic or whatever emotion start already. Then, and create thought via
delusion
to think, to react, then the mind will
always be peaceful.
So you ask me why Brother cannot get stillness, cannot be peaceful. Like that also don't want to read, don't want to understand. When you understand this, that's why all along my message you want. Stabilize the sati, the mindfulness, the awareness, don't try to know the... Then after that, you will understand everything. Because that nature can understand, can awaken, can see things as they are, can develop the sensitivity. That's why awareness nature is very, very special, very powerful, beyond thought, beyond mind. Understand or not?
Yes.
If I don't ask you to read again, do you think you can grasp? Maybe some can, but not everyone. Okay? So now remember, have faith. A lot of things I say, you pay attention, like what Po Cheng did last night. Didn't come to retreat, you remember? The MCO? He prepared, get ready, everything, very keen. At that time, he know already. A lot of things inside there that I share is so important. So we waiting for the retreat. The MCO. What happened?
Lockdown,
cannot have retreat. Then she contacted me and said, "Ayo, Bratio, why la that la? Blessing in this guy. You know why? After that, Sui come back. He knows Zoom. Then the class, they asked me, "Hey, MCO, how?" Then Sui is back. Then Jin Hao said, "Hey, can start Zoom." Then she got account. Then start Zoom. Then they said, "Teach what?" I said, "Heart Sutta." 8 day, 9 day, take 8 months to finish. After that 8 months, she listened attentively and follow exactly, because clean slate, not conditioned by all the vipassana and all the other type of teaching and all those things. She just have faith and listen attentively, then follow, then do. Without coming to retreat, he located the awareness, nature, stabilized, then the gateway opened up. That's why I say this one, dark horse. Dark horse. Or bear. You know what is a dark horse? Don't expect her to progress. Suddenly come out champion. Suddenly. So all this is what Dhamma is all about. Sometimes something happens, don't panic. Ayo, cannot go. I plan for it. If you complain like that, the coming obstruction will come. Then you kenal lagi kau-kau. Then everything go wrong. But because after that, the condition unfold. Because when I say we do Zoom, she become very happy. So she listen. Non-stop, that time she attended. And she was the one that actually after that, full of joy, keep on calling me. Vatu, then all the experience and everything. How you explain? She know next to nothing, no, actually. You can ask Han. Han brought her here. The first two retreat, she, every time, Q&A, you know what she said? Vatu, I cannot follow. Still a lot of things I don't know. Liat wo kiu. But after that, the next retreat, no need to come also liat wo kiu. It can score some more. So how you explain? That's why don't be gullible. Ayo, why I so char after so? Wait for your timing, be patient, understand? Have faith, be sincere, diligently cultivate. Listen attentively, understand? All the pointers are the gem. That is what she told me. But all you teach on the whole book, everything is there. Then he tell the sister, don't go and do other things. Follow and do. Like that also cannot. Because your thoughts so conditioned. Because this is something new, you don't understand. Then the old one keep on coming. Understand? Like that correct. Why must relax? This one come from where? The thought. Then analyze. Got like that one, man. No need to meditate, relax. Don't try to know, don't try to do.
Sleep and snore.
Sleep and snore. Got like that one, man. What did Krishnamurti say? Wherever there is a meditator, there is no meditation. Understand? So who is the meditator? The thought. Understand? The Mandemai. The enlightened one, the people that have the wisdom, all already told you no more effort. Then you go and like some of the Theravada, Noble Eightfold Path got right effort, no. So how? You think the Buddha contradicts himself? No! The four right effort is at the thought level, the first two, understand or not? I don't say wrongly again. First right effort is what? Right effort to abandon the
wrong thought.
This time I didn't say wrongly. Or unwholesome thought. Then the second one? Right effort to prevent. How to prevent? No yoni so manasika, you think can prevent. At the moment of sense experience, this wisdom at the moment of sense experience shoot up, then you don't stir, understand or not? Means it cannot come out, understand or not? You cannot react anymore because you have the initial. They are not so real. Sabe sankara anichang, every morning chanting chan, understand? Chan as knowledge, go in, come out, sure you cannot lah, understand? Chan with the heart, understand? Chan with awareness, let it go in, understand? With the faith. Rupang anichang. You know when I cultivate this word, not only revibrate and become so clear inside, my nature. I am an engineer. Everything I see, rupang, sure anichang. What? I am a civil engineer. I construct all this. How the building come, all I know. The causes and conditions behind is arising. That's why all these are dependent origin condition arising. The highway, the bridges, last time desert, Gobi Desert become oasis. You think they come by itself? God created. No, everything is according to nature's law, causes and conditions. Well, I'm a civil engineer. I know how projects are being planned, designed, how implemented, from inception until deliver, until people use it, high-speed train, everything. That's why I have this training to be an engineer, is because destined. That is the career I choose. Then I can understand many things. But luckily, my daughter, my son, like IT era, they come after the 80s. Otherwise, you all miss me. If I come after the 80s, you all don't know me. But because I come during the 50s, then after that, only my wife come. He 1 year later. So, all this meant to be, will be. Understand? So, pay attention. Understand? Don't just say, I understand, I know. But you never contemplate and reflect and never go into it to develop the understanding. When I explain to you, then you know how to meditate. You confidently stabilize the awareness. Don't try to give it a try lah. Understand or not? Why you allow the thought say, the Buddha got thought like that man. Theravada Sutta never say, you know, lie down, snore. You know. But the four posture in the Kaya Upasana, second category of practice, the Buddha got say or not? Lying down?
Aware.
Ha, standing?
Aware.
Ha, walking?
Aware.
Sitting?
Aware.
Ha, then everything you do, answer
aware.
Just, aware.
Ah, that they
say. You follow or not? Ah, you can follow, yes means progress, understand? The rest, oh, you can do, man. Every moment aware. You like that means you listen to your thought, lah. Like Brian Cathy say, do you believe your thought? Because you are so conditioned, everything also doubt, everything also got something to justify or complain, understand? So the thought is good at what? Reasoning, analyze, coming out with question. But I like that, another question. Mean not listening, understand? When I explain, listen. When you understand, the question disappear. All self-answer. But if you don't listen, keep on asking, their curiosity is so strong. And that one come from what? Avijja, from the thought. Understand? So the line of questioning, if you ask questions just because your curiosity wants you to question, then do you know, there is an English say, curiosity kill what? Cat also die, you know. You human, you somehow dare to come and become curious. Curiosity kill a cat, no.
I got say, cat
somehow
got 9
life
also can die.
Cat got 9 life also can die, no. Say. Hey, you human being, you think you hero. Everything so curious, understand? Okay, so joke aside, be serious, attentive, listen. Listen, develop the understanding, because everything I share is real important Dhamma, pointer towards the cultivation and the truth. You go and listen to Dhamma talk, how much of the content really got this type of Dhamma? Do you realize the whole Heart Sutta, everywhere is Dhamma?
Yeah.
That's why last time I remember I went to HJBA, gave the sharing, the first sharing, he came out with me phone and said, oh, Pratibhati, 1.5 to 2 hours, you summarize all of the Dhamma that I need to understand. Fantastic. Then she know, no, straight away, no doubt. Then she talked to me, then request me to teach. That's how you all lucky. Because of that, Subang Jaya, the class start. Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So all these are the parami. That's why they will have a lot of parami because of that. So invoke power of merit. Yeah? When we do the bodhisattva vow, silence all your merit inside there. Understand? It will bring forth the causes and conditions because that merit is so exceptional. Understand? Then we have the Kayanamita fund, then the Kayanamita grow until like that. We have the website. In the distant future, all this is going to multiply now. It's just like you donate money to a monastery or a temple. Then if that abbot really know how to build all this and develop it for a good purpose, do you know all these merits that you accrue, you only need one guy to come to the retreat and awaken. Understand now? All the money is worth it, like the Zhong Tai Sanshi, the abbot, 94 years old, and say. It's worth the money already. And your merits are not only end at that one enlightened now. If that one take the bodhisattva vow and become Samasambuddha, to jia bi liao, understand? And you know all these karmita, all potential, understand? I'm not joking, all potential. But how long it take depends on you lah. Don't go and tan and tan and tan, then become tan jing ku, but you still finally make it. So all this, hopefully, although it's a bit humorous when we talk like that, otherwise too serious. So you like to have some humor, no? Ah, that better, isn't it? Not so down. Otherwise, jie diao ka tia, then stretch your leg, then turn here, But those who are exalted one are never move one. You realize? You look at Joey, with a lot of joy. So, when you are serious, when you have the faith, then you able to grasp, receive, you become different. Okay? So all this is for you to develop the faith. Understand now? Then the sada, the virya, then go all out. Understand now? You have taken the bodhisattva vow. First stage already fulfilled. What else you scared? People didn't even know what is Pusa Tao, understand now? They not even try to find out what it is. They will not have the condition to take this. You have all the condition now. You know what are they? 人生难得今已得. You know what is that? No? To be born a human being is very rare. You already have it. 佛法难闻今已闻. What is that? Okay, let mommy read. Let mommy read. Let mommy read. Oh, Papa Sri. Mommy or Papa Sri? The full version. The sound.
人生难得今已得，佛法难闻今已闻。今生不向此生度，更向何生度此生？
Sadhu. So you have the condition, you born as a human being, which is very rare. Then the true Dhamma, you already have the condition to come into contact with these two. And the third one, you are born during the sansana. You don't have the parami, you cannot be here. You cannot fulfill all these three. Yeah, these are very rare. Understand? So when you already have this, if you still like boyao bukin, you know what is boyao bukin? How to translate? Tidak apa, Malay, but English?
We say fair, I think it's like
procrastinate.
Take your own sweet time.
Take your own sweet time.
Take your own sweet time. Means you don't see the importance, understand? No? You think got time. Wait till I retire, I join. Why not you say wait till I die, then I join? You hope to be born in the land of? Ultimate bliss, understand? Western paradise. But you don't have affinity with Amitabha, understand? Amitabha. Also, you don't know how to chant. Not attracted to it somehow. So, how to take birth in the land of ultimate bliss, understand? So, all this is understanding, okay? Okay. PG, continue. Just now that sentence, everybody understood, Page 132.
The wanting to react or to become and peaceful via the thought is a delusion.
Remember that also. Wanting to become, craving, understand not? Then, wanting to react to sense experience. All these are delusions. You cannot accept the reality of the moment. You cannot see things as they are. You cannot develop the understanding to be at peace with whatever that arises. What is suchness, ta-ta-ta, the reality. So the Buddha's teaching is everywhere, but people don't know how to use it, apply it, to live life. Okay, next one. Yeah.
The one thing will create the stirring of the mind, because this mind, the other thought, will try to control and suppress its negative emotions or lack of peace, thinking that it is bad. We are not understanding that the controller is the control.
You understand this or not? Who is the controller? Thought controlling thought, understand? Both are thought, isn't it? The mundane mind say, yeah, anger is bad. I want to suppress anger. I want to control anger. I want to do away anger. But what is anger? Anger is another thought, understand, or with its content inside there. So thought trying to control thought, how to do it? So the controller is the control. What Krishnamurti want you to understand is, don't be deluded. Both are thought, understand, or what is there to control? It's just like, I see anger. I still have anger. But the one that says is a thought, understand? Anger is a thought. Actually, the two are still the mundane mind. That's why the controller is the control. Why you want to control? Well, you deluded it, think you exist, understand? And you separate and divide the thought and the emotion, which is anger and fear, thinking that these two are separate. Separate means what? I don't want to have negative emotion. Then when I meditate, I want to have peace. I want to realize tranquility, stillness. Who is the one saying that? The thought. And how can the thought realize a state that is beyond thought? Understand not? Cannot. That's why relax, don't think, maintain awareness. Who also don't think, attend the thing, surface. Then Huining's first hallmark can come about. But you're not patient. Ask you to relax, you snore, you sleep. Understand? Then, ask you to maintain awareness, you go and use the thought to note, to aware. Then, inside there, verbalizing, thinking. How can you do it? Then, I have to tell you, don't try to know, don't try to do. Then only remind you who is doing, the thought is doing. Who is knowing, the perception, also by the mundane mind, also the thought. So when thought is active, how can you be aware? I create the definition. Sati is mindfulness or awareness before the knowing. Remember all these are important pointers before you know. So when you meditate, don't try to know, don't try to perceive, don't try to even feel or what. What I tell you, aware, finish. Understand? Aware, finish. Let the awareness keep on coming out. I remember earlier on, I used to share with them, I say, aware, 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 aware. Keep on aware on it throughout the day. Aware, 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 aware. Now then the silent mind will come, the true mind will come, the daily mindfulness will come. No need to know. Aware, perceive, react. Finish. This is the habitual. This is your conditioning, belief system, your views, your opinion. That's why you're very aggressive, understand, not creating all this. And this is reality, conditioning your unnecessary suffering, misery. So all your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, phobia, all come from your stirring of the mind. See it, and they are dependent originating due to your wrong view, avijja. So when you awaken to it, at the moment of sense experience, you will not do it anymore because you have contemplated, reflected, the understanding is there. Then straight away this one will prompt you. They are just the way they are. Condition like that, things will be like that. Then sabbe sankhara anicchang, sabbe sankhara dukkang. Then like all the other important understanding, mighty nature rolling by, he know you, he know me. Then 往事只能回味. Then phenomenal world. All this is to help you develop the wisdom and the understanding to break free. So that this understanding becomes unisop manasikara, straight away it will shine forth. Then you see the delusion. Understand? Draw until four circles so clear, still cannot see.
When I first saw this, I remember my first retreat, I didn't understand the controller. So I now, I add one more word, personality. Now I finally see, these are all the complex thoughts we create. Personality like Tracy, my whole idea of who I am, what I like, what I don't like, me being a lady, me being a Malaysian, me being how old, Chinese, whatever I think, what I believe in, that I believe in the Bodhisattva way, I believe in So everything that my belief system, my value system, everything that I think I am, which actually is fluid, I can change tomorrow and be vegetarian.
Yeah.
But I'm not, at this moment, whatever I think I am is a personality. This ego is a complex thought that we manufactured with our mundane mind.
Yeah.
And actually all these don't have to be, I am whoever I am at this moment in time and I can change tomorrow. I don't need to label and have an entity to think this I, the ego. So the ego is a thought.
Hmm. Because before enlightenment, you cannot have right thought. Because the egoic mind is there. That's why everything you do with the thought is tinted merit. Because sakyatiti is there. The egoic mind. That's why without wisdom, you cannot free. Okay? Yeah, continue, PG.
When the mind is in sati, there is no thought. That is, thought ceases. So just relax and silent the mind to be at the to be with the moment in silent inner awareness, and do not try to do anything, because the doing is always, almost always, by the thought that will cause the stirring of the mind again. So the thought, which is the controller, tries to control thought, thus explaining why J. Krishnamurti said, the controller is the controlled. When one understands that the natural state of mind before the stirring is stillness without thought, then meditation becomes very simple, just like the case of swimming. Take for example swimming. If we understand that the natural state of the of our body is already buoyant because it is lighter than water, then why do we need to learn how to float? Just let go and don't do anything, and trust your natural state of body, and trust that your natural state of your body is buoyant, then your body will just float. We are not doing anything. But instead, most people struggle in the water, trying to keep afloat, and in the process, sink and drink water because of their fear and lack of understanding or delusion. So similarly, in meditation, if we understand that the natural state of mind is already in the meditative state of silent inner awareness without thought, then we will just let things be and don't do anything, and the mind will settle down to its natural state of peace, tranquility, and stillness on its own, just like the swimming analogy. Once you realize that you can float without doing anything or holding onto any float, then swimming becomes very simple and easy, because you just move to swim without having to worry about learning how to float anymore. The float is just like your object of meditation, which is just a skillful means to help you train your mind to be heedful, or in the case of the float, to assist you to float. So now you start to see and understand that as long as you are dependent on the float to swim, then you will never understand what the real swimming is without the float. So, in a similar way, as long as you are still holding onto an object of meditation or a mantra or noting something, then you will not understand what the actual meditative mind is.
True or not? When your method and technique, you think every time you note and do the focusing, concentration, the method, then you think you're meditating. You think that is vipassana. The people tell you. As long as you are dependent on the method and the technique, you will never know what that meditative mind is. But that one is awareness, nature, free mind, tranquility, stillness, your original mind. Then you go everywhere, try to meditate with the thought to find it. How can you find it? Understand? Can see this or not?
Yes.
So with this example, swimming is the same. When you depend on the float, you never understand what real swimming is. When you depend on a method and a technique to meditate, you will never realize the true mind, the free mind. Understand? Not? The pure mind, the awareness nature, which is without anything. Understand? Not? It's just the awareness. Don't need anything. So, anapanasati, I told you, when you finally meditate until no breath, subtle breathing, then you silence everything and stay there. And then, mind enters sati. Then you realize your true mind, understand? That's why all of the method techniques, skillful means, finally you have to abandon. Chanting also you have to abandon. Otherwise you cannot realize the true mind. So hope this is clear. Then the other thing that I want to share is the controller and the control, which you already read, J. Krishnamurti say, the controller is the control. The other one that Krishnamurti come to realize and share is the observer, is the observer, you remember? Same as the Buddha's teaching, in the seeing is the seeing consciousness, no one to see. So who is the observer? The thought, so he say, the personality that he create, that one is the I, that one see, that one hear. That one observe, that one think, that one believe, that one cling, attach. Then later on, IT professional, assistant GM. A lot of other tech, understand? So that personality actually is the one that through delusion people grasp. But to live life, you need that, understand? That this is recognized by the conditioned world. So these are the reality. So you cannot say you go to the unconditioned, then everything is opposing, then you like run away from life. Oh, this existential world is crazy, full of suffering, full of stress, no peace, city life, polluted. Where got such thing? Achan Jagaro came, he said, in the midst of sound vibration, there can be stillness and silence. Then you go and complain. I really told you. This one I almost forgot. You know what my teacher say, Achayantra? Inside, okay. Outside, no problem. If inside not okay, outside, big problem. Inside, okay. Outside, okay. Inside, not okay. Outside, big problem. Understand? Like just now, we just share. If you don't stir your mind and get cling and attached by the external phenomenal world, you will always be peaceful, tranquil, still. Understand? Why did you stir, react, and create those emotions, sankara? It's because you are deluded. You want things your way. There is craving. The Buddha already said, when you grasp and cling to the five aggregate of form and mind, you suffer. So understand it, not listen and think you know, understand? You think you know, you don't know. You don't really know. Because the actual understanding is not there. So when you understand, you meditate, develop the stability or awareness within. When you read the center with understanding, as long as inside okay, don't stir, outside no problem. Like my wife came to know, these are all external phenomena. Nothing to do with the tranquility and the stillness inside. Ru putong, understand not? Ru putong. The English is what? Suchness. Unmoving, understand not? Zu putong. Zu is suchness. Putong means no movement, understand? So all these are the understanding, okay? PJ, continue, sorry.
So now you understand why finally one still needs to drop the use of any meditation object or skillful means used to train your mind. Just like swimming, why must you learn how to float when your natural state of your body is already buoyant, which is the fact which you can't understand initially due to your delusion. Understanding that your natural state of mind is already the meditative state, which is without thought, in perfect pure awareness and stillness, then meditation becomes very simple and very straightforward, and you will know how to meditate without delusion anymore.
See, understanding allow you to have this ability to meditate. So don't be in a hurry to jump into it without understanding. Meditation must be done with understanding. Okay?
To me, after several years of serious meditative investigation, I have come to realize one very important truth or understanding with regards to meditation. That is, we need to understand what meditation is. Instead of clinging to meditation techniques, methods, and teachers. Because the technique method, which is a series of instructions to do certain things, never defines the meditation. Maybe it can act as initial aid, like a float to assist you initially how to learn how to swim and float. But to really know how to swim, you must let go of the float and believe that your body can float and reach a natural state of balance or buoyancy. If you don't try to do anything, that is, let go completely and you will float. Then swimming becomes very natural and easy. Our mind is more or less the same, that is, in its natural state is already the meditative state in stillness. So just stay silent mentally and don't do anything. Don't even try to use the mind, which is the thought to meditate, to disrupt the natural state, because the thinking mind, which is egoic and thought-based, cannot meditate to realize the Dharma or truth, which is akaliko, timeless and beyond thought. Because of ignorance, not knowing what truth is, the thinking mind is conditioned via its wrong view and habitual tendencies to constantly arise the mental activities or heedless thinking, sankhara, leading to the arising of the respective mental consciousness, vijnana, that supports the arising of the five mental aggregates of form and mind, nama rupa, hence triggering of the whole chain of dependent origination, leading to dukkha finally. When you understand what meditation is, then you will naturally know how to meditate at any place, any time, and under any circumstances, and you will not be controlled or deluded. You will not be constrained or deluded by your attachment to methods, techniques, and teachers. Basing on the analogy of the handful of leaves by the Buddha, it is pretty obvious that the Noble Eightfold Path is the meditation, because according to the Buddha, there is this fourth noble truth that states clearly that the path leading to the cessation of dukkha or realization of nibbana is the Noble Eightfold Path. So just silence your mind and be heedful to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path via the seven stages of purification and the three turnings of the four noble truths as taught by the Buddha. Hope the above explanation will clear all your doubts and enable you to meditate correctly with the right understanding. 3.2. Bhartiyo's advice to silence our mind and stay at the heart area. Question 2. Brother Chiu, you are the only teacher who asks us to silence our mind and stay at the heart area. But why no monks or texts ever advise us to focus on the heart area? Brother Chiu, don't worry about what others say. Just investigate and find out for yourself. Do not quote me saying anything, because you may not understand what I mean. Then you may get me and yourself into trouble unnecessarily. If you are not careful, then you may end up arguing with them over methods and techniques again. Just say, Brother Chiu only shares his Dharma understanding with us, so no right, no wrong. And we as Dharma friends or Kalyanamitas just make use of whatever that is useful and conducive for our own cultivation. It is just a sincere way of sharing the Dharma, and as Dharma friends who walk the path of Dharma, we are here to sincerely support, motivate, counsel and help each other to progress along the path of Dharma without resorting to any inappropriate negativity of action, speech, and thoughts. I only advise those who have developed the ability to silence their mind and rest their awareness at the heart area to feel the gateway to their nature if they have penetrated the direction and stabilized their daily mindfulness. This meditation is only done by those who have developed the silent mind in pure awareness or satit without thought, after they have stabilized their daily mindfulness or anapanasati, and also for those who have trained their mind using their mindfulness until their mindfulness is so subtle and fine that they can hardly feel anything. This is the state where a lot of meditators get trapped and stagnate because they don't understand what is happening. Some master or teacher will ask them to do the sitting and touching, etc. But if they understand what is happening, then they should stop doing all these things, just like what I've explained under question one above. The reason being, the meditator has reached a state where their bodily vibrations have become so much finer and subtler. Hence, they need to develop the more refined sati or mindfulness to stabilize their mind so that the mind is able to stay still and silent on its own without the need for any dwelling or object of meditation, that is, mind in sati without any anchor. To realize this state, they must stay silent, they must silent everything and stay at the heart area to detect the gateway to connect to their nature within, so that the sati can become more refined and stable. Then when they have stabilized the sati this way, they will suddenly realize that they are now able to be mindful of even the very subtle breathing or fine vibration within their heart area and every movement of mind within the kaya, where this awareness of sati is like greatly magnified and in slow motion, but with a lot of clarity within. All of the movements are like broken down into a lot of very fine movements in between. When this stage of cultivation is reached, the mind is very mindful most of the time, in and out of meditation. Even in their daily life, the daily mindfulness will be very different, very clear and subtle, with little or no thoughts.
Very clear and stable.
Very clear and stable, with little or no thoughts most of the time, and they are constantly aware. A mind in sati is always aware of sense experience, every hearing, seeing and thinking, etc., with a lot of clarity. And everything is like a flow, that is, the mind and phenomena coming together and move as one, in perfect harmony and synchronicity. The meditation using trust is needed when one is able to detect the gateway to their nature within. And this is usually cultivated only by those going the Bodhisattva way, leading to Buddhahood. For more details, please listen to the recorded talk.
Next chapter, yeah. Continue. Next
25th chapter. Heart Sutra class and meditation class. Short notes taken to assist in developing a clearer and better understanding of the sutra discussed. Part 1, recapitulation and emphasis on the previous lesson. 1.1, nothing frees you except wisdom. If you have delusion, you will grasp and cling. Nothing can free you except freedom. Except wisdom. When there is wisdom, the mind is always free and at ease because it is no longer deluded by sense experiences. The mind is always peaceful and calm, and it will not stir anymore. Thought-based meditation cannot develop the penetrative insight or wisdom to liberate the mind because the Dharma is akaliko, timeless, beyond thought, beyond time, and pachetam, can only be realized by the wise, each for themselves. The Mahayana analogy of finger pointing towards the moon is very important. The Dharma is like the finger pointing towards the truth, which is the enlightenment. So to really see the moon, one must look or gaze beyond the finger. Similarly, to realize enlightenment, one must see beyond the Dharma and not cling to the Dharma. If you attach and cling onto the Dharma, then your mind cannot be free because it is still holding onto something. hence not a free mind. A good example is
Sen Siu,
who always clings onto the wholesome Dharma and tries to push away the unwholesome Dharma via his constant polishing of his mind until it shines so that no dust can alight. He has failed to realize the true mind because he mistakenly or deludedly clings onto the mundane mind, taking it to be the true mind. This delusion has conditioned him to cling onto the wholesome and unwholesome Dharma or duality, created by his own discriminating mind. When Huining, the sixth patriarch, who has transcended the Dharma and realized the true mind is no longer deluded, hence he can understand that originally there is nothing. So where can the dust alight? That is, if there is no discriminative mind with delusion to divide the Dharma into wholesome and unwholesome, void to grasp and cling onto, then there will be no dust, which are the defilements or the unwholesome Dharma. Hence, no more problem or doing is needed anymore, because freedom,
wisdom frees.
Mind creates through consciousness following the 12 links. Consciousness is just mental images, hence not so real and empty, because it is constantly arising and passing away, following Dharma's condition.
Nature's condition.
Following nature's conditions, we'll be able to awaken to its anicca, impermanence, dukkha, suffering state, and anatta, non-self, universal characteristics, if we can just be silently aware within via a choiceless awareness of what is. 1.2, to be aware and listen from the heart. Forehead is where the brain is, so if we live from there, then it is mainly thought-based, giving rise to mainly knowledge only. Heart is where the nature or awareness is. So if we live from there, we will use it mainly to feel and be aware intuitively to arise to wisdom via the direct seeing. When the mind is chattering or thinking, then it is preoccupied with those activities. Hence, it is not silent and not aware anymore to see things as they are. Active thinking will make one heedless, that is, lost in thoughts. Hence, no real wisdom can arise. To have wisdom, one must develop the ability to be aware and listen from the heart, without the interference from the brain's conditioned thinking, views and opinions. Thought-based living leads to heedlessness and a lot of negativity, whereas awareness or sati-based living from the heart leads to wisdom. Therefore, stay in the heart, have love and be loved always. Without the daily mindfulness, there is no real meditation, because wisdom can only come from the direct seeing via the silent mind in pure awareness. Heedless thinking throughout the day develops strong negative habitual tendencies. To overcome this heedlessness, one must develop the 5 spiritual faculties to counter the 5 mental hindrances of the mind. The mind sweeping method to only feel, no thinking, and relax is also a very useful technique to decondition the mind from its daily heedless thinking via allowing the mind to settle back to its natural state of silence and stillness. Every moment of feeling and relaxation will allow us to relax any tension, tightness, or stress within our body more and more, because the momentum of thinking will be temporarily disengaged. With a relaxed physical body, it will condition the mind to be at ease and relaxed, thereby arising the meditative mind. The meditative mind is just aware, silent, and without thought. So, the pure awareness or essence of mind before the knowing is the meditative mind. Dhammapada verse 23. The constantly meditative, the ever mindful and steadfast ones realize the bond-free supreme Nibbana. 1.3. The heart and citta. Question 1. Bratio, can you explain more about the heart? Is it the same as citta? Bratio, do not cling to words. When you have developed the cultivation correctly, then you will come to understand those related Pali words very clearly. Sometimes they use the word citta, vijnana, and mano. All three terms as synonymous with mind. Mano is constantly used in
commonly used
in Dhammapada verses 1 and 2 as the mind that arises to create the citta and the vijnana. The reason why the Buddha said mind is the forerunner of all things, whereas vijnana is usually taken to mean the pure consciousness or receptacle, which is the last aggregate of mind. Then when one adds in the content of consciousness, which is sankhara, it becomes citta or thought. Thought or citta equals to content of consciousness plus vijnana. Heart is
sing
in Mandarin or Mahayana term. The heart is the seat of consciousness, and it is also the gateway to our nature. So if we live from the heart, it means live with pure awareness before the thought. But the moment we introduce the sankhara, or content of consciousness, everything that the mind can do via the brain, then thought or citta will arise. So the user of thought is very important. If the user is deluded, then the thoughts that arise become wrong thoughts. If the user is wise, then thoughts become right thoughts. For more details, please refer to the recorded
book. Okay, good. So we stop here. Okay, regarding the user of thought, you understand, huh? Who is the user of thought? The form and mind, understand or not? So this form and mind, to live life, you have to use thought, understand or not? But if you don't develop the wisdom from the direct seeing, which is from the pure awareness here, then without wisdom, this form and mind is deluded. So this user without Dhamma is deluded. That's why suffer. Understand? But once the user has the direct seeing, awakening, developed from the cultivation, here is where the Yoniso Manasikara is. Wisdom, understanding. From here is connected through a form and mind. So the user with wisdom is wise. So this form and mind, you can say enlightened, because the wisdom is there. It is no longer deluded, deceived. You will not attach and cling to the phenomenal world. You will not be deceived. Understand? That's why when you have the direct seeing, the whole of the phenomenal world of consciousness and form collapse in front of you. Where you know is anicchang dukkhang anatta, he no you, he no me, non-self, empty nature existence, no reality. So you won't grasp, you won't cling, but you know there is such thing as life. You have the conditioned Dhamma explained by the Buddha, or the essential Dhamma, law of karma, five aggregate of form and mind, the human being, they are subject to karma. And there is a duty that one needs to develop through the Dhamma practice or understanding for you to take care of karma, understand? The set of right duty is the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. They got four enlightened quality of right, of good conduct, of upright conduct, of wise conduct, then of dutiful conduct. So when you have the wisdom, these four will be there. Understand? That's why you are an Arya. So this one enlightened, Arya. Understand? Then this one can act. That's why from here, the user can arise right thought. Understand? Otherwise, noble, eightfold, right thought cannot arise. But it has right view. with regards to law of karma, law of mind, citta niyama, and law of truth. So this is how the teaching manifests. Understand? Okay. What's the time? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So what's the time now?
9:02.
9 o'clock. Ah, okay. So don't chanting. Jayantaka. Yeah, can. Rub the top one. Hey, take a photo.
No.
Check. Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
You have to take photo first. Okay, we actually compile into the Brodeo website. We send out the link later. Oh, you mean the chanting? Taking Bodhisattva vow.
Okay, so Dr. J. Janta will help us write down so that when he chants, you can also follow if you understand. When you listen attentively, rejoice and follow, you create affinity, Yao Su Po.
Namo Buddhaya. Thank you very much for allowing me to recite together in Mahakamitas. So, the pronunciation would be Sanskrit. Teyata om beganze beganze maha beganze raja samugate swaha. So it's raja.
I heard of this chanting before.
So usually in Aloka we recite 108 times. I think better you can allow us to recite 12 times so that everybody will be more familiar. 12 times.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Go ahead. Okay, listen attentively, then later on rejoice.
Okay, my committers, please compose our mind that today we are commemorating the day of Medicine Buddha, the 8th day of Buddhist calendar. So we all the Buddhists around the world, we recite together the heart mantra of Medicine Buddha, that is Teyata, Beganze, Beganze, Maha Beganze, Raja Samugati Swaha.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Is that 12 times,
Teyata om beganze beganze maha beganze raja samugate swaha. Teyata om beganze beganze maha beganze raja samugate swaha. Teyata om beganze beganze maha beganze raja samugate swaha. Teyata om beganze beganze maha beganze raja samugate swaha. Teyata om beganze beganze maha beganze raja samugate swaha. Teyata om beganze beganze maha beganze raja samugate swaha. Teyata om beganze beganze maha beganze raja samugate swaha. Teyata om beganze beganze maha beganze raja samugate swaha. Teyata om beganze beganze Veganze Raja Samugate Swaha Deata Om Veganze Veganze Maha Veganze Raja Samugate Swaha Deata Om Veganze Veganze Maha Veganze Raja Samugate Swaha Deata Om Veganze Veganze Maha Veganze Raja Samugate
Let us rejoice.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, thank you so much. Now we get MB to chant Maha Mangala Sutta. Page 54 of the retreat chanting book. Mahamangala Sutta, discourse on the highest blessing. This one, during the Buddha's time, the Deva likes to listen. That's why, according to the Sutta, middle of the night, one Deva, radiant Deva, illuminated the whole of Jetavana group and requested the Buddha to share this Sutta. Okay, Ingrid, you go ahead.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Evam me sutam ekam samayam bhagava Viharati Jetavane Anata Pindikasa Arane Atako Anyatara Devata Abhikantaya Rattiya Abhikantavanna Kevala Kappam Jetavanam Obhasetva Yena Bhagavaten Upasankami Upasankamitva Bhagavantam Abhivadetva Ekamantam attasi Ekamantam thithakosa devata Bhagavantam gataya ajabhasi Bahu deva mano sacha mangalani achintayum akankamana sottanam bruhi mangalamuttamam asevanacha balanam panditanancha sevana pujaja pujaniyanam etam mangalamuttamam patirupadesavasocha punyata atta samma panidicca etang mangalamuttamang bahu saccanca sippanca vinayo ca susikkhito subhasita ca yavaca etang mangalamuttamang mata pitu upatthanam putta dharasa sangaho anakula ca kammanta etang mangalamuttamang dananca dhammacariya ca nyatakanan sanggaho anavajjani kammani etang mangalamuttamang arati virati papa maccapana ca sanyamo appamado ca dhammesu etang mangalamuttamang dharavo ca nivato ca santutti ca katanyuta kalena dhamma savanang etang mangalamuttamang thanti ca sovacassata samananan ca dasanam kalena dhamma sakaccha etang mangalamuttamang tapo ca brahmachariyan ca ariya saccana dasanam Nibbana satti kiriyata etang mangalamuttamang Buddhassa loka dhammehi cittam yassana kampati Asokam virajam khemam etang mangalamuttamang etarisani katvana sabbatama parajita sabbata sottingacchanti tam tesang mangalamuttamanti etena sa Vajjena sotite hotu sabbada etena saccha vajjena sabba rogo vinasatu etena saccha vajjena hotu te Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you. So this one is a very famous discourse on the highest blessing. So you want to understand what constitutes the highest blessing, which the Deva at that time wanted to know. So the sutta come about. So I read to you the English translation. So that you understand, huh? Then you can also check your cultivation, see how much of this highest blessing you have. If you have, then sadhu to you, huh? Means you are very blessed. So the English translation says, thus have I heard the Blessed One was staying in Savatthi. residing at the Jeta Grove in Anandapindika Park. Then in the middle of the night, a radiant Deva illuminated all of Jeta Grove. He bowed down low before the Blessed One. Then standing to one side, he said, Devas are concerned for happiness and ever long for peace. The same is true for humanity or humankind. What then are the highest blessings? The Buddha answered, avoiding those foolish ways associated with the wise and honoring those worthy of honor, these are the highest blessings. So basically it's the advice of the Buddha. Living in places of suitable kind with the fruits of past good deeds and guided by the rightful way, these are the highest blessings. Accomplished in learning and craftsman skill, with discipline highly trained, and speech that is true and pleasant to hear, these are the highest blessings. The next one important, that's why take care of your parents. Providing for mother and father support and cherishing family and ways of work that harm no beings. These are the highest blessings. Generosity and a righteous life, offering help to relatives and kin, and acting in ways that leave no blame, these are the highest blessings. Steadfast in restraint and shunning evil ways, avoid intoxicants that douse the mind, and heedfulness in all things that arise. See, heedfulness in all things that arise. These are the highest blessings. Respectfulness and of humble way, contentment and gratitude, these are all the virtues. And hearing the Dhamma frequently, which you all have, frequently taught by the Buddha, these are the highest blessings. Patience and willingness to accept one's fault, seeing venerated seekers of truth, and sharing often the words of Dhamma, these are the highest blessings. Ardent, committed to the holy life, seeing for oneself the noble truth and the realization of Nibbana, these are the highest blessings. Although involved in worldly tasks, unshaken the mind remains, and beyond all sorrow, spotless, secure, these are the highest blessings. They who live by following this path know victory wherever they go, and every place for them is safe. These are the highest blessings. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So conduct yourself accordingly. Okay. So, say Niyong want to play the Om Mani Padme Hum, you can play.
Share merits.
I almost forgot. Okay, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us share merits with all the devas. Starting with the devas. Akasatta Chya Bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chiram Rakkantu Loka Sasana Itta Vata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabba Sampati Siddhya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Deo Asatu Galena Sasu Sampati Hito Cha Vito Bhavatu Loko Cha Raja Bhavatu Dhammiko.
Amen.
himina punyang kamina mabibala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yahwa divana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kundalini Bodhisattva and all the worthy one. Then we end. Then after that, Sui can play the chanting. Om Mani Padme Hum. Okay.
Dear brothers and sisters, let us express our gratitude and respect to Brother Teo for guiding us in today's Bodhisattva vows taking, and keep on reminding us to cultivate and stabilize the sati, the inner pure awareness within us. Let us rejoice by saying sadhu three times to Brother Teo.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you, Brother Teo. Good night.